Your cell phone and your computer contain trace amounts of minerals that can be found in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Those minerals have helped fuel a 15-year conflict that's killed some 5 million people. And that's why the U.S. passed a measure last year as part of the Dodd-Frank Act. It requires American electronics companies to certify that they are not using so-called conflict minerals. As a result, many U.S. and European buyers have stopped purchasing minerals from Congo. Enter Chinese companies, who see this as a business opportunity. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from the Congolese border town of Goma.
For a town that has seen a fortune in conflict minerals pass through, Goma is in a sorry state. Its Belgian colonial buildings are crumbling, its roads are ripped up and dusty. And in the evenings, frequent blackouts mean residents often have to feel their way in the dark. A single lantern lights the living room of Jason Luneno Maine. He's a civil society leader here who's running for the National Assembly in next month's election. Maine says Chinese buyers of minerals now have a virtual monopoly here ever since last year's Dodd-Frank Act banned U.S. electronics companies from using conflict minerals.
You know, these American companies, they were sending a lot of money here. Now it's only Chinese who are buying. The Chinese do not bring much money. They are, you know, business guys. They know how to deal so that they can benefit a lot.
Maine says the Chinese are buying up whatever minerals they can get, paying 20, even 30% less than the going rate before U.S. and European buyers pulled out. They're especially interested in tin and coltan, which is used in everything from mobile phones and laptops to jet engines and space vehicles. William Mishiki Buhini is the traditional chief of Walikale, a huge mineral-rich region in Congo. He says Chinese purchases are keeping this region's mining industry limping along, though at a much lower level of production than before. He's all for taking armed groups and the military out of Congo's mines, but in the short term, he says, the pullout of Western buyers has gutted the local economy.
All these guys who used to depend from the mining, they are jobless now. They have mines, but they cannot sell. So they have to go to where they can survive. And the only place to go, because there are no factories, there are no agriculture activities, is to be recruited by the army groups to survive.
That's not what advocacy groups like Enough intended when they ran ads lobbying for the legislation.
I don't want my cell phone to fuel a war.
I don't want my cell phone to fuel a war.
I don't want my cell phone to fuel a war.
This is the next blood diamond.
I want peace in Congo.
When it comes to bringing peace to at least some of the mining communities, the Dodd-Frank legislation has helped, says Fidel Bafalemba, Enough's East Congo consultant. He says before the law, Congolese army commanders and illegal armed groups were directly controlling some mines and imposing illegal taxes on others. They sometimes forced children at gunpoint to do the mining. Now that there's a steep economic cost in letting that continue, the government has made the Congolese army pull back. Bafalemba says about 60% of the mines are now free of armed groups.
All the illegal taxes, they're going to be cut off. And instead of the military controlling the mines, the Congolese government is going to deploy mining police to be securing the mines.
And for the first time, he says, the government will make sure a portion of proceeds from mineral sales goes back to the mining communities for hospitals, schools, and roads. Walikale Chief William Mishiki says it's about time.
Because people who have been digging, the people who are suffering, they live like animals. There's no toilet. They make pee in the rivers. There are no conditions. And because the government is making money, they don't care.
It's starting to care, because since the U.S. law was passed, mining and profits have fallen off to a fraction of what they were. U.S. and European buyers can't certify that the minerals from this part of Congo are conflict-free, so they've simply pulled back until the supply chain becomes clearer. Annie Dunaback, a senior campaigner for the advocacy group Global Witness, says this seems to have kicked the Congolese government into action. Just last month, she says, it issued its own directive that the mining sector has to clean up the supply chain.
There's been a big shift on the part of the Congolese government. 18 months ago, the government and the military especially basically wouldn't acknowledge the problem of militarized minerals trade in eastern Congo. now it's openly acknowledged. We've had quite significant reforms, especially in the direction of mineral traceability that have been spearheaded by the Congolese government.
Armed groups, including Hutus who were involved in the 1994 Rwandan genocide, still control many of Congo's mines. Dunnebach says since there are fewer buyers now in Goma, smuggling across the border to Rwanda has picked up. There are also still hurdles to clear before the Dodd-Frank legislation takes full effect. The Securities and Exchange Commission has to come up with standards for electronics companies to meet to be in compliance, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of the biggest conservative lobbying groups in the United States, has threatened to sue the SEC if the standards prove to be too costly or cumbersome. But Chris Hazen, Asia Director of WSP Environment and Energy, which works with electronics firms on supply chain issues, says the Dodd-Frank Act might just be a good thing for industry, as well as for miners in the Congo.
There is value to industries like the electronics industry to have common standards and processes which eliminate a reputational risk for the industry. Dodd-Frank has helped to create a bit of a wellspring of momentum to come up with industry-wide solutions.
And that includes making sure factories in China aren't using conflict minerals and electronics destined for the U.S. market. So China may be cleaning up on minerals for now, but if Americans really don't want their gadget habit to fuel conflict in Congo, enforcing a clean supply chain could soon become China's business, too. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.